the Mackinac Center for Public Policy has developed a new public interest law firm. It's a big development because you rarely hear about these organizations, these think tanks, which have the ability to move ahead with this on a state level. But the Mackinac Center keeps growing. And Patrick Wright from the Mackinac Center, director of the Legal Foundation there, is on the other end of our line to talk about this. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. So this has been a goal of yours for a while, to set up a public interest law firm, which takes issues into court now based on your own belief set.
That's correct. We've done a lot of work in the courts in what is known as a friend of the court briefs, amicus curiae, where we've kind of told the courts about interesting things in other people's lawsuits. And what this, the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation, allows us to do is to directly challenge things that we think that the government is doing improperly. And we have a fantastic case to start off with. We've got two daycare providers who run their own home business and who have been shanghaied into a union that just doesn't make any sense.
How did that happen?
Well, what happened is that the it appears that this was kind of result oriented. That the there's a lot of money out there. The federal government gives some aid money to provide to low income families for daycare, so that the parents can work and the parents can go to school. And so this money was somewhat, and the people who work in this field were somewhat targeted. And in Michigan, in order to change the law about public sector employment, you have to go through the legislature. There's an express constitutional provision on it. It's Article 4, Section 48. And this was a workaround. And what happened was that DHS grabbed a partner, Mott Community College, whose role in this is now pretty much no more. They were brought in to be a partner and have been discarded. And they created an interlocal agreement where they created this shell corporation, which has a name, Michigan Home-Based Child Care Council. And this thing was created as some sort of employer for these daycare providers to organize against. And it's just flat out silly, because the parents are the people who hire and fire the provider. And the parents and the providers set the hours.
They set up a new state agency, is what it amounts to. The state got inserted itself into this to make these people government employees then.
That's exactly correct. And we're talking about a tremendous number of people. According to the organizing documents of this union, it was 40,500. If you look at an Auditor General's report from about 3 months later, we're talking about 70,000 people who have been roped into this thing.
And forced to unionize.
And forced to unionize. And what's happening is it's funny. The only money that, the only dues, so-called dues, that are being collected are against these state subsidies. So if you're a parent and you send your child to a home-based daycare provider and you don't get any subsidy, there's no money that's being sent to the union. However, if the state provides a subsidy of maybe $2 an hour, then for just a single kid that's at that daycare, then all of a sudden these daycare providers are unionized, and a portion of that subsidy check, 1.15%, is sent to the union. And it's not much in an individual basis. Our clients have lost maybe $20 to $40 over the year, but when you
add that by 40,000, you're starting to get up toward what I was doing there, working the math on quadrillion.
Yeah, it's not quite quadrillion-ish, but yeah. it's definitely gets big. It's 3.7 million annually, we're estimating, and that's based off of an Auditor General's
right.
report.
Right. So that's your first lawsuit. Just for people's knowledge who want to bring issues to your attention, they've now got a spot to bring them in the public interest. How do they do that?
Well, they contact the Mackinac Center, and we'll be happy to look at and review cases. Obviously, we're interested in labor and in education, in transparency, in property rights, and FOIA information, so that things that we can understand and make sure that the government is protecting and respecting our freedoms, our individual rights.
Articles of public interest. If your neighbor's dog's barking too loud, don't call the Mackinac Center, okay?
No, but it's got to be a big public policy issue is the kind of things that we are looking for, yes.
All righty. Good luck to you, and congrats on this. I know you've been aiming toward it for a long time.
Thank you, Frank. I really appreciate
it. All right. Patrick Wright from the Mackinac Center.